Pulse One Sport with Provident, putting customers at the heart of our business since 1880. Visit provident.co.uk.
Phil, a disappointing night, really.
Well, first half, excellent, and we've given a cheap free kick away, and that's what I'm annoyed about more than anything, with a minute or two to go. And I said to the lads before the game that, you know, Barnsley, as it were, at their place, the long throws and the three centre-halves coming up for set plays, they're one of the main dangers of their team, and we can't give cheap free kicks away, and both the goals came from needless fouls. And obviously you've got to head the ball out of the middle of your goal, but initially the free kicks were poor decisions from two experienced players.
Yeah, we disappointed set pieces, conceding, you've kind of touched upon there, but again, two set pieces and we've been undone.
Well, yeah, just said, you know, first of all, two needless free kicks. Secondly,
but then not dealing with the ball in the box.
Secondly, yeah. The second part of that is, you know, the first one, it's difficult to see from where we are, but the second one's a free header in the middle of the 6-yard box, and if you don't head the ball out the middle of your goal, then you're always going to be under pressure. And you know, it was a game where there was many good aspects of it. The lads who came in, I thought, were terrific, but we've let ourselves down with needless fouls.
Yeah, a little bit frustrating as well. He sort of saw the wound the clock down a little bit. You were frustrated. The final third just couldn't quite get that ball right, could we?
I just felt when we'd gone 2-1 down, we kind of became a bit frantic and stopped playing the way we'd done for the rest of the game, in almost a desperation to get back in it. And you know, we had a lot of good footballers on the pitch at that stage, and you know, we didn't have enough control in that middle of the park, and you know, didn't get those final few chances you'd expect.
Yeah, talk positives. Greg Lee certainly caught the eye. He's a bit of a flyer, isn't he, going forward?
I thought he was magnificent tonight, Greg. He's a really positive player. If you notice, everything he does, his touch is always into space. When he receives the ball, he always looks to go forward. Great athlete. Will get stronger, will get fitter. Good in the air, and he's a good 1v1 defender, so he's got a lot in his makeup. And I said to him tonight that his job was to put James Meredith under pressure.
Yeah, he's a bit like James Meredith, isn't he? Nathan Clark did well at the back as well, and what did you make of Luke James's performance?
Yeah, unfortunately for Luke, we lost Rooney today with a sickness bug, and Luke came in and had the start of that, and at half time, you know, wanted to carry on, but was not right, and Big James has taken a whack to his ankle as well, but nothing too serious. So I thought Jamo worked hard. You know, he's one of these persistent players who wears defenders down to get his chances, and but it didn't quite fall for him tonight.
We're going to move on. Doncaster Saturday, yep. Game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got to improve in those areas, you know, which let us down tonight. And you know, I said to Lids at half time, a player of his experience, you know, the right wing back was almost pinned to the line, and all he had to do was stay on his feet. And we're getting half time, and it would have been a terrific first half, but we spoilt it. And you know, you could see from the last couple of minutes, wherever it was, that they were lifted, and we got annoyed with ourselves and gave another couple of fouls away. And, you know, it just gave them a lift.